Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys. All right. Welcome back. Today is day four and the final day of the challenge here with Blissfully Balanced. And this is my favorite day of the challenge. And it's really just because I just want to sit here and empower you guys and kind of make you kind of think outside the box a little bit on, like, where are you with life and with things? Like, are you happy with where you're at? Do you feel like you're showing up as the best version of yourself every single day? Or do you feel like you're not, you know, do you feel like you're upset or you're like, oh, like I could be doing this better. I could be doing this differently. Or, I feel like my lighting is weird here or, I don't know if that helps. It doesn't matter. Okay. Or do you feel like you could be showing up different? Do you feel like you could be showing up different for yourself or your family? And do you feel like you could just be a better version of yourself? So that's what I challenge you guys, here on the final day, whenever I run my challenges, is to sit there and think about that. Like, am I happy? Do I lay my head on the pillow at night knowing that I did my best today, that I showed up physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually the way I wanted to and the way that I'm proud of? Or did I make a lot of mistakes? Or did I really make myself upset of the way I handled things or the way that I said things? Or did I not control my emotions? Or am I down on myself? And is this a constant thing? Do I always feel stressed and overwhelmed? And what does that mean? Right. And so this is why this is my favorite, because I really love for people to sit and think about that. And, you know, we're coming into fall, we're wrapping up summer here. It'll be over here. I think like September 23rd is the last day. So if this is a past recording and you're not catching it live, like just know that. But you know, here we're in new routines. A lot of people kind of see this time of the year, even though like they don't have kids back in school. I know even for me, whenever I didn't have kids, just from, you know, being in school my whole entire life through high school and college, I always saw like this time of the year as a time to like kind of hit the reset button and get back into a new groove of things. And I feel like there's a lot of women that are telling me that. They're like, okay, the kids are back in school, you know, change of season is coming. That means I need to change, you know, X, Y, and Z, fill in the blank, whatever they're ready to change. So this is one of my favorite times of the year to launch this program and to launch my signature program, which is Blissfully Balanced, because people are ready for it. They don't want to end this year and go into a new year with the same, showing up the same way that they currently are. Like, they're ready to learn how they can make that different and how they can implement different things into their lives. So I'm excited to be able to hopefully do that for you guys. And be that change that you guys are maybe desiring and maybe that you guys are looking for. So I hope you guys enjoyed this challenge. Just to kind of recap, if you're diving in today for the first time, day one, I kind of shared my story a little bit with you guys and got really vulnerable, which is always uncomfortable for me. But I know that I shared one of these days in this challenge this last week is that I used to be really nervous about sharing my story because it's awkward, right? Like, it's not comfortable to share like your personal life story. But I realized that more people need to hear it and that we have to normalize that it's okay to not be okay all the time. And we have to normalize asking for help and being willing and needing to make a change, but not being able to handle it all on our own, right? And having a support system. And so that's why I'm so passionate. After somebody told me that, they're like, you need to share your story because this is how you help women. But if they don't know that you didn't live in this place and you still don't live in this place of like cupcakes and rainbows and lollipops, like, they're going to just think that you're just like this thing that can just like solve anything without never have been through their shoes or knowing where they don't know where you're coming from, or you don't know where they're coming from. Like, you can relate because you've been there. So that changed my perspective on everything and how I showed up to serve and to help women. So, and then day two, I dove in and shared with you guys, like, what can you do? So again, if you're listening to this brand new today, if you haven't gone back and listened to any of it, day two, I shared, what are some things that you can do today? If you are feeling like you are overwhelmed, stressed out, burnt out, if you're just like, don't even know where to start because things are just like, life is just so full that you don't get to show up the way that you want to every single day, but you want to, right? You want to, but you just need to know where to start being able to do that, to start changing things and making a difference so that you don't go to bed at night still frustrated or pissed off that, you know, it didn't go this way, or you should have done this, or you didn't have more time for this, or you're still overwhelmed and things just pile up and pile up, right? And you feel like you start kind of living on that hamster wheel of life that you're just like, I can never get ahead, right? And you're ready to make that change. So day two is when I shared, what can you do? And so the biggest takeaway that I want you guys to get from this challenge is that when you feel that way, and maybe it's constant, right? But I'll get to that in a minute. Life should not feel constantly that way. Then that means things have to change because you are way out of balance, right? So when you feel like that is happening, what can you do? What you need to do is, number one, get clear on your intention. What do you need from your life right now to maybe change or make a difference? What don't you need, right? You have to also spell out, what don't you need, right? So you got to do that. Number one. Number two, you have to create boundaries. That might be with your spouse. That might be with your kids. That might be with yourself, right? Might be with coworkers and your work, your job, personal life. Like, you have to go through and create those boundaries. And then number three, you have to change your mindset. Like, you have got to change your mindset around it. If you show up for yourself ready and eager to make a change, and you're doing the things, step one and two, but then you still go back to your crummy mindset of like, well, I really can't do this because I'm so exhausted and I'm so tired and I'm so overwhelmed and I'm so stressed out. And you're telling yourself these I am things that really maybe aren't fully true, but that's just what you're used to telling yourself. Then those things are never going to happen, or they're not going to change, because you're telling yourself the old script. You're telling yourself old lies of how you are every single day, rather than speaking truth and new life into your situation, into the new things that you want to create in your life. So you got to change your mindset, especially when you're wanting to make changes. So that is where I encourage you guys to start. If you guys are like, yes, I need to make some changes, that is where I would have you start. And then there's a whole slew of other things that I would encourage you guys to do, but that's the basics. Like, that is where I have everybody start. So that's just what I wanted to share with you guys as well today too. And my biggest advice, really, when you guys are ready to dive in and make a change, you're like, oh, I gotta start eating healthier. I gotta start exercising. Like, I need to make more time for me. I need to, you know, be home more. Maybe you don't feel like you're ever home. Maybe you don't get good sleep, whatever it is, right? And you're like, I have got to start doing this. The biggest thing is that you have to just, back up. Whenever you get to that place that you're like, I have to make a change, it is very, very important to understand that you need to make the change and be ready and willing to make the change. But then also the biggest piece of it is knowing that you cannot do it all at one time, right? I've given the example once, and I'll give it 100 times because it's the best example. Like, it is like trying to lose 30 pounds come January 1st when you're like, this is my year. I'm going to lose 30 pounds and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be so excited. I'm going to do it by going to the gym 6 days a week. So I'm going to get a membership, and I'm going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to go to the gym every single day and Saturdays. And then I'm not going to drink alcohol anymore. I'm going to eat a salad for lunch every single day, no fried food whatsoever, and no eating out. And then what does that last? Like 2 weeks. And then you like go out to eat and you accidentally order the French fries, or the French fries just sound so good and you don't really care because it's Sunday. So you eat them anyway, or you slept through your alarm, so you didn't go to the gym. So you say screw it to everything, right? And like the hamster wheel starts. That is why it's not obtainable and you can't achieve it, is because you're trying to do 100 things at one time. So just remember that if you are in a place where you're wanting to create balance more in your life, and you have all these different pockets and buckets of areas that we want to create new balance in, but you feel stressed out, it's normal. But to remember that you have to do one thing at a time, or maybe two things at a time. You can't do 17 things at one time. You can't go to the gym and eat salad and not eat fried food and not drink alcohol and join a membership and wake up early, right? Like, that's way too much for your body. You're not going to keep that routine in that system because it's too much. It's way too much change at one time on already a full life. So you have to do a few things at a time, baby steps. I teach all my clients baby steps, one little thing at a time, maybe two little things at a time. So that's why in my program, I have a start with a couple things before we really dive in and we get our mindset straight and we get our goals and our intentions straight and we understand what the heck we're really wanting to change, right? We get really clear on that. And then we dive in and we create balance in the physical, and then we create balance in the emotional, and then the mental, and then the spiritual is last, right? We go through each pillar very systematically and very slowly, because you can't create balance in all the things at one time. I can't sit there and say, go do all these 900 things, because you're going to come back to me the next day and be like, I'm so incredibly overwhelmed. Like, I don't have time for that, right? Because nobody does. And you have to do it small. You have to do it in baby steps. You got to do it in small chunks. And I always tell people too, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? So one thing at a time. Okay, so that's basically what I wanted to share today, was just a recap. And then of course, I just wanted to invite you into my Blissfully Balanced program. I only launch this 2 times a year. So I launch it in the spring and in the fall. And so now is the time that doors are open, enrollment is open, and I invite you to join us inside that program. And it's amazing. Like the changes that people get, and the change within themselves really is just, it's just incredible. I was having some of my past students from my last program share with me some of their wins and how things are still going for them the other day. And I was like, wow, it's so incredible. So I'm going to share those client reviews with you guys tomorrow and through this week, and share those with you guys so that you can hear from other people, so you don't have to hear just from me. But it is truly amazing how much these women change and how much this program that I've created can truly change their lives and create and change their happiness and create the balance that they truly are striving for in their life. And not only like here and in the moment as we go through the program, but really for life, right? Like I give them tools and resources and guide, like little guidelines, check mark or guides. I guess they're guides, like little check mark list things. Oh my God, I don't know why I'm like lost for words all of a sudden, but I give tons of resources, tons of tools, tons of things that you can take with you, not only through the program, but forever. And it can stick with you forever. You can use these tools and resources 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 2 years from now. And it's something that once you learn how to do it and how to have this system of your own, if life does get out of hand for whatever reason, if you go on vacation or your kid was sick or it was the holidays and you're off work for 2 weeks and trying to get back into your like regular routine again, you can always go back to the basics and go back to the framework that I have built out for you, because it works and it helps you get back on track. And it's so freaking cool. And I love it. And I'm so obsessed with it. So anyway, I invite you guys to come into the program. If you guys are ready to up level your life, if you're like, I am just so tired of being tired and crabby and not living to be the version of the mom, the wife, the sister, the coworker that I desire to be every day. I'm not showing up the way that I create, like I envision myself, because I always say you have this vision of who you want to be remembered as, like, right? Like if something would happen to you today, you're like, gosh, I would want to be remembered as this person that was cheerful and that they were happy and that they, you know, weren't like negative Nancy and they weren't just like wah, 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 all the time, right? They weren't Debbie Downer, and they just showed up with life and they loved life and they just like, you know, maybe they didn't have it all together all the time, but they were just a joy to be around, and they, you know, weren't a fussy person. They didn't, you know, you just enjoyed being around them, right? Because they were happy and they were energetic and they were confident and they were just a good person, right? And so if that's how you envision yourself to be and you don't feel that way, you don't feel like your inside thoughts or your actions match up to be the person that you want to be remembered as and the person that you truly want to show up as every single day, there's a missing link there, right? And how can you create that? And how can you fix the link? And how can you show up and have what you feel on the inside and what you think on the inside and what you do on the outside? Like, how can you have that match to be the person that you want to be? Like, how can those things collide and come together that people see you as the person you want to be seen and as you feel like you show up as every single day? How can that marry together, right? And I know that my program can do that for people, because this is my program that I created, the Blissfully Balanced program, my signature program that I created is basically the things that I did to dig myself out of the trenches, and is what I did to get me to where I am today. Am I perfect today? No, because nobody is, right? Do I still have my bouts of like, like a little bit of overwhelm, right? Of course. But am I 98% of the time show up as a person that I am happy to be, and that I am like, cool, like I'm good with that. I'm good with how I handled that. I'm good with how I reacted to that. I'm good with the way things are going. I'm good with how I handled things today and what I got done and what I accomplished and how I showed up for my kids, my clients and my husband and my friends, my family, right? Like, yeah, 98% of the time I can say that I do that, right? But that wasn't the case years ago. I was not showing up that way. I would say that I was like 15% of the time, maybe like showing up how I desired to show up. So the changes have happened, and it's work, right? It's just like anything else. It's like losing weight or, wanting to do anything. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes effort to do anything in life. And that's how it is with creating a new system for yourself and new habits and new balance in your life, is that you have to show up. You have to work at it a little bit, right? And then it becomes easier. And then it just becomes habit. It becomes second nature. And you're like, oh, this is what I do because this is my new norm, right? So, all right, guys, I'm super stoked for you guys. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up, but I invite you guys to join us inside the program. If you guys have any questions whatsoever, join the Facebook group, my Facebook community, and I'll be posting some stuff in that the next couple weeks here and there, giving you guys some information and dropping some links in there where you guys can get more information, and just sharing some just information in general about that program, because this is the only time, like I said, I only launch it twice a year. And so this will be the last time that I offer it this year. But if you guys have immediate questions, again, you can join my Facebook group. It's called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. So you can join that over on Facebook. You can also text the word balance to my phone number. So you can text it to 618-506 0212, and you can text the word balance to that, and I can get you some more information as there as well. But if you're not on my email list, join my email list as well, because I'll be sending out some stuff out through email this week, and next week, and then, like I said, posting in that Facebook group as well. So definitely stay tuned if you guys are wanting to join in, or you can just send me an email. You can send me a message here on Facebook or Instagram. If you're on the podcast, make sure that you're checking out the show notes for the link to the Facebook group, and then also I'll put my phone number in there too, that you can send me a message with the word balance if you guys want more questions about, or if you have any questions about that too. So definitely make sure you check out one of the places though, the Facebook community or my email list, because I will be offering a discount. For the first week, I always offer a discount and a special bonus for those who sign up, because I don't take, I don't open the doors for like 100 people. I'd love to keep this group and my program small and intimate. So I cap it at about 20 people, because I want to make sure that I can serve you and really help you through your obstacles and achieve your goals through the program whenever you come in. So it's not like woohoo, everybody, thousands of people come in. I love to keep it small because I like to lock arms with you guys when you come in here. So make sure that if you guys are very interested, you message me, you reach out to me, and let me know that you want information, because it will be $100 off until next Friday. Plus, you'll get a little bonus from me. Actually, you're getting two bonuses from me. You'll get my virtual yoga bundle for free. You'll also get a guided meditation for free from me. And then you'll get $100 off as well. So that's only for the first week. So make sure you get in on that, and take advantage of that bonus. So thank you guys for tuning in for this challenge, though. I really appreciate it. And I really do love sharing how you can create more balance in your life, because it is nothing that you're going to find. Like I've said a million times, it is nothing that you're going to walk down the street and pick up the golden nickel or the golden ticket and be like, I found it. Oh my gosh, I have it. Like, it is not like that whatsoever. You have to work at it. You have to figure it out. You have to create it. And I'm just excited to be able to be that person that can help you create that balance, so that you don't have to guess and you don't have to work super, super hard at it. And you can have somebody like me to be your sounding board and to lock arms with you and guide you through these changes, so that you can do them a little bit easier, so that you don't have to bang your head against the wall and be like, why isn't this working? Like, I need help. I need to talk this through with somebody. Like, that's who I am for you. I'm your support with that. So, all right, guys, thank you again for tuning in. I'm going to wrap this up. Thanks for being a part of this challenge, and I will catch you guys next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date, and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.